Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests. We were just getting settled into our space here, a nice packed studio this morning. I've got Kevin Knox, who is the race director of Change Your Latitude, also a coach for Baranoff Barracuda Swim Club.
Correct? Yes.
Okay, yeah. And next to him is Dean Orbison, a longtime swimmer of Change Your Latitude. Thanks for being here, Dean.
Yep.
And then next to him is Chris Calvin, a participant of Change Your Latitude from the first year. You were in the very first swim in 2010.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
We're here obviously to talk about Change Your Latitude, which is coming up this weekend, Saturday. Let's go ahead and move that. Yeah, I'm going to turn your thanks. Coming up this Saturday, and we'll talk more about the nitty-gritty of the race itself in a little while. I want to talk first to you, Kevin, turn to you and ask you a little bit about the history of this race. We know it started in 2010, but how did it get going?
In 2010, a swimmer by the name of Claudia Rose came to Sitka and wanted to swim across the Sound. And she plotted out a course to swim from Shoals Point over on Cruise Off back into town and ended her swim at Magic Island. And inspired a local resident, Dave Nevins, to start the race. And he started that back in 2010, and seven swimmers, including Chris, being one of the first of the seven, did the first, they called it the Sitka Sound Ocean Adventure Swim, I think, at that point. But yeah, they started it back then.
And you're a longtime ocean swimmer, right? Chris, you grew up in Sitka. Were you swimming here back in those days, or when did you take up swimming?
I would have never considered open ocean swimming until I heard about this event. Believe me, that was not on my bucket list. However, I did do a lot of diving. I dove a fair bit, but I was wearing a much more protective suit than I do now when I open water swim.
So what made you decide to join the initial race? Just the adventure of it? What was
just the idea that this crazy thing could happen in Sitka. It kind of went with the Sitka ambiance.
Spirit, yeah, right. Yeah.
And I just didn't think that I could. I've been a swimmer since I was very young and very, very much one of the first Baranoff Barracuda swimmers, 43 years ago now, wow. I believe. 1979 is when we started the Barracudas. And so I was anxious to give this thing a try and see how it would go. And I was inspired to continue swimming ever since.
Yeah,
open water.
Now you swim whenever you're in Sitka, is what I understand.
Practically every day.
Yeah, okay. And Dean, you've been inspired not only to participate, we'll talk about your participation, but this crossing from Cruise Off to Sitka is now on your bucket list. Tell me a little bit about that.
I've had it on my bucket list for about 4 years now, and every year I keep like putting it off. It's a lot of it's, of course, weather and wind dependent, but I keep putting it off. But I need to get after it pretty quick here because I don't have that many more tries. But it is on my bucket list, and it's a serious.
It's a serious swim.
Serious swim.
That's about 8 miles, I think we were talking about beforehand. And
something like that.
Yeah, something. Although Kevin threw out that you should change the destination and maybe swim to Bjorka instead.
I'm sticking with from Fred's Creek or Brent's Beach to Stargavin.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the history of this swim. So it started quite a while ago in 2010 and has come under the Baranoff Barracuda Swim Club. It's now a fundraiser for your organization.
Yes.
But one of the other things that has changed is the location over the years.
Yeah, we started at Magic Island. That was where Dave started it, swimming from there to the ferry terminal and back. Then we moved to Japonski, the north end of Japonski Island, swimming from the gazebo at first on the Coast Guard base. They were very gracious and let us start from there. And then after the security tightening, we moved to the ramp next to Mount Edgecombe High School. And then after the breakwater changes there, the water quality in the channel kind of declined. So we moved away from that spot and now swim from the Science Center and swim out to in front of the mouth of Indian River and back. And that's our 3K loop or 3.3K loop. So some swimmers do it once and others do it three times.
Okay. And this spot is kind of ideal for, I know you were saying beforehand there would be appeal to doing it in a bay or going around an island, but why this spot?
Logistically, it's a little bit easier for us to kind of manage some of the safety measures that we need to do. Having boats and kayakers out there, we have a flotilla of vessels that kind of help the swimmers when they need help or protect them from other marine traffic. So this one just works really well. It's also a much better spot for observers to see the swimmers. Not everybody likes to watch swimming. It's a little like watching paint dry or toast. Some people do really like get to see a lot more, especially there at the Science Center for the starts and finishes.
Well, and it's pretty exciting when you see a sea lion come up next to a swimmer. I think there's a pretty classic photo of you, Chris. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that was taken back in the beginning of 2011, yeah. I believe. Yeah. And I was not aware of this big guy trying to race me at the time. Had I known, I probably would have gone a heck of a lot faster. But somebody shot that with a telephoto lens and made it appear like this big bull sea lion was right on my tail. And that ended up getting into Swimmer magazine. So it was good. A nice promotion for open water swimming and Sitka in particular.
Now, these stories are really exciting, and I do want to talk a little bit more about them, but I think it's important to kind of put out that you survived that. Swimmers, you've been coming back to doing this for years and years. So even though there are some exciting swimmers out there with you, sea lions and otters, you also have this flotilla of safety escorts.
Yeah.
You've never had any injuries, any issues like that?
No. I mean, the thing that we have the most is some people get cold, and there's some jellyfish stings that we have to deal with. But, you know, for the most part, everybody does really well with this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the swimmers, some of the stories of the people that are coming and have come. There's a kind of more than just a couple of race lengths, there's also a variety of swimmer types, skin swimmers and wetsuit swimmers. Dean, what's the difference and what kind of swimmer are you?
Well, I'm a wetsuit swimmer because I have a full wetsuit, including a hood and booties and gloves, because I'm not into getting cold. I mean, I can do it, but why would I want to? Why would I want to? But there are those that swim in just a regular swimsuit, and they make it too. It's a little bit colder for them, I'm sure. In fact, there was one girl that has done the 10K year after year, swimming in skins. I can't remember her name. Anyway.
But she comes back year after year, does it without the wetsuit. Yeah. Well, and Chris, you were talking about a woman from New York.
Yeah, it's always amazing the body types that can learn to tolerate cold water swimming. And I distinctly remember a woman from New York who regularly swam in the New York waters, came to Sitka, swam the 6.6K. She was very slender. And she came out of the event looking like it was just another day at the office, and she did not have any insulation, and yet she could tolerate this because she was a regular, and she got her body adapted to the conditions, and it's amazing what the body can learn to adjust to if you give it a chance.
She trained for it.
Trained for it properly.
Yeah, and the 6K is somewhere around 2 hours for a lot of people.
Okay.
So, it's a long significant time in the water.
Yeah. We could talk stories about swimming and this race for a long time, but we're running out of time. So I want to give us some time to talk about how listeners can come and watch or participate. When does this happen?
So Sunday morning, we leave from the Science Center Beach. The first wave of 10Ks go out at 8 a.m. And then we do the 6K and the 3K happen about 45-minute intervals after that. And then we have our 1K swim for anybody that can do it. But I have a lot of barracudas that do it, like some of my younger kids. And they go out at 11. So, and everybody is off the water. We have a hard cutoff at noon. Nobody stays in the water past noon.
And if someone who's listening has not yet registered, can they still do that?
For the 1K, yes.
Great.
Yeah.
And, they, where
and if they, they were really convincing, I might let them do the 3 or the 6 or
okay.
maybe the 10. But yeah, so they'd have to be fairly convincing for me to add people in on the long distance ones at this point.
Do you want to give out your phone number and let people call you and try to convince you? Or how should people register for the 1K?
They can contact me through the changeyourlatitude.org website or through the Barracuda website. I can give my number out to 738-4664 if anybody is interested in getting involved.
Great. Well, thank you, Kevin, Dean, and Chris, for being here this morning. Any final thoughts?
My only final thought is we have a number of local companies that have stepped up to the plate to help help us. And we're getting donations of salmon from North Pacific Seafood. Sitka Sound Seafood's been very gracious, as well as Silver Bay Seafoods, and so we thank them. We thank LFS, contributes all kinds of things for our swimmers. Kevin, we've got,
well,
who else? We've got Russell.
The Fisherman's Quay. The Calvin family definitely is at the top of that list.
Great.
Russell's, Mean Queen. Yeah, we've got all kinds of folks. Ludwig's, they're all doing, this community is awesome.
It's a community event.
Oh, so absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank you, listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you to these organizations. Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you three for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.